Leadership isn't just for boardrooms and battlefields. It's woven into the fabric of our everyday lives. From deciding where to eat lunch with colleagues to mediating family disputes, leadership moments surround us constantly. Yet, despite leadership books consistently topping bestseller lists, workplace satisfaction remains dismally low, with approximately 50% of managers described as incompetent by their teams. This paradox reveals a fundamental disconnect. We know plenty about leadership theory, but struggle to apply these principles where they matter most, in our daily interactions with others. What makes Jeffrey Kotler's approach so refreshing is his recognition that true leadership transcends organizational boundaries. When leadership expert Gordon Treadgold was confronted by his wife about why he didn't practice his principles at home, failing to communicate effectively or make joint decisions, it sparked a profound realization. Leadership is not a sometime thing, it's an all-time thing. This concept of total leadership represents a fundamental shift in thinking. After all, if you can't lead effectively in your personal relationships, how can you expect to lead an organization? Our leadership challenges stem from a mismatch between evolutionary past and present reality. Leadership emerged about 40,000 years ago during human migration, with leaders being one of us, selected by consensus and directly accountable to followers. Today's environment is drastically different. Leaders answer to superiors rather than followers, are appointed externally rather than elected internally, and often rule through dominance instead of consensus. We've created institutions that conflict with our biological wiring, explaining why most leaders fail to meet objectives. The most dangerous leaders believe they understand everything about leadership. True experts acknowledge how little they comprehend about leadership's complexities. Michael Skelly, who built massive renewable energy infrastructure projects, credits his success to admitting what he doesn't know. Unlike those who try to appear omniscient, Skelly finds power in vulnerability and asking questions. What might change in your organization if leaders admitted they don't have all the answers? Genuine face-to-face interactions have become rare in our digital age, despite their importance for advancing ideas. Meeting participants frequently check devices or mentally disengage. Even a phone placed on the table alters conversation dynamics, making discussions more superficial and less empathic as people subconsciously anticipate interruptions. Our device attachment often stems from an inflated sense of self-importance, the belief that messages require immediate attention when few truly do. Forward-thinking leaders now set boundaries, such as leaving phones at home during social events or establishing no response periods after work hours. Leaders must exemplify the engagement they expect. Some implement meeting protocols like collecting phones or requiring device-free attendance. As telecommuting increases, effective leaders provide consistent support and communication. Despite technological advances, the most successful organizations recognize that nothing substitutes for genuine human connection and undivided attention. Meeting frequency has increased 7% annually, with some organizations seeing a 350% rise. Meeting quality significantly impacts job satisfaction and well-being, with effects lingering for days afterward. Despite training in finance and management, leaders rarely learn how to run effective meetings. Success comes from creating experiences where every voice is heard. Companies like Google and Apple ensure meetings have compelling purposes before pulling people away from work, following simple rules: keep it short, have a clear agenda, and minimize participants. Human attention spans during passive listening max out at about 25 minutes. Leaders should engage participants actively rather than letting them sit silently. Only essential individuals should attend. Apple designates a directly responsible individual, DRI, for each agenda item to clarify ownership. Psychologically trained leaders recognize both content, surface meaning, and process, deeper implied meanings. Effective leaders balance participation by limiting rambling while encouraging quieter members to speak, all without causing embarrassment. Leaders must exemplify integrity in all aspects of life, as followers are always watching. When a young executive saw his CEO mentor behaving inappropriately outside work, drinking heavily, and pursuing waitresses despite being married, he learned a crucial lesson. If your spouse can't trust you, neither can your employees. While ideal team members possess intelligence, competence, and ethics, you often must choose too. Would you rather fail in business or compromise your integrity? Admiral Horatio Nelson earned fierce loyalty despite breaking rules because he prioritized his men's welfare. He created deep bonds with his band of brothers, building social capital that protected him from criticism. Unlike micromanagers, Nelson delegated authority during battle, demonstrating the distinction between managers, who follow procedures, and leaders, who navigate uncertainty. A leader's mood is contagious throughout an organization. Whether displaying anger or appearing preoccupied, emotional states impact everyone. When organizations permit extreme compensation disparities, Fortune 500 CEOs earning 300 times more than lowest-paid employees, resentment follows. The most trusted leaders maintain consistency between words and actions, creating environments where people feel valued. Stories have unparalleled power to move people to action, transcending cultural and generational boundaries. The most inspirational leaders are consummate storytellers who craft resonant narratives. Beginning with "Once Upon a Time" immediately puts listeners into a receptive state, activating our pattern-seeking brain functions. Leaders exist primarily within narratives that capture symbolic anecdotes of their traits. Washington crossing the Delaware represents courage against overwhelming odds. Steve Jobs embodies both innovative genius and controversial leadership. These stories become powerful shorthand for complex leadership qualities. Storytelling triggers specific neurochemical reactions. During tense moments, cortisol floods the body, as in real threatening situations. When narratives elicit relief or joy, oxytocin builds trust and connection. If stories end well, dopamine rewards us with feelings of elation, making the message more memorable. Have you noticed how quickly you forget statistics but remember stories? This neurochemical response explains why stories can be more persuasive than facts alone, making storytelling an essential leadership tool. The most effective leaders translate complex ideas into compelling narratives that inspire action. Leadership isn't just about guiding armies or corporations. It's any moment when you extend yourself to make a constructive difference in others' lives. While professional leadership gets attention, perhaps the most important leadership begins with our loved ones. Leaders must practice what they preach. Nothing undermines authority more than hypocrisy. Physicians neglecting their health, clergy caught in scandals, or executives contradicting company values. In today's world of limited privacy, leaders are forever on stage. Despite valuing balance, leaders are defined by their passion and commitment to ambitious goals. Their curiosity and drive naturally extend throughout life. Successful leaders are simply more engaged, determined, and motivated, an attitude that accompanies them everywhere. Rather than seeking work-life balance, which frames the relationship as a trade-off, successful leaders pursue harmony and integration between professional and personal realms, creating boundaries that allow both domains to thrive. The greatest leadership lesson may be this: leadership isn't something you do, it's something you become. When you lead authentically across all domains of life, you create a legacy that extends far beyond any title or position.